What is the first thing that they look for? A covering. A covering. So Jesus is our covering in chapter 10. Chapter 11. Verse 25. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. That's part of what Jesus does. He waters us. He is the seed who is sown, and he bears much fruit. And we today sow are his seeds. Verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins soul is wise. You'll find that in chapter 11, Jesus is our tree of life. In chapter 10, Jesus is our covering. Chapter 11, Jesus is the tree of life, who gave life. Cover is not enough. Remember what Adam need? Adam need the tree of life. But he cannot contact the tree of life after his sin, because God has put that flaming sword. Only if his sins are covered, then he can contact the tree of life. And from the time of Adam until Jesus came, man needed a covering to contact the tree of life, the covenant of God. You see, God wanted to bless man with Zoe life, to bless man with a covenant. And God said, you must have blood covering in order to contact the covenanted life. Jesus is our tree of life in chapter 11. Chapter 12. In chapter 12, we see in verse 28, in the way of righteousness is life, and in his pathway there is no death. Jesus is our way to God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. In Proverbs chapter 12, he is the way to God. He is our tree of life. He is our covering. He is our way. Jesus said, no man can come to the Father except by me. We are to walk. Actually, we are to walk through Jesus. He is the door. There's no way around him. There's no way under him. There's no way above him. You have to walk through Jesus. And the only way to get through Jesus is to get him into our life. Proverbs chapter 14. See, the middle section, chapter 10 to 24, talks about Jesus manifested on earth for us. Chapter 14, in chapter 14, again, the manifestation of Jesus in verse 20, 26 and 27. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to avoid the snares of death. Now, there are two things you notice. Jesus is our refuge and our fountain. Jesus is a fountain. We sing that song. The song about the blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Jesus is our fountain of life, our fountain of joy. He is our refuge at the same time. But we see in chapter 14, he is our fountain of life. Chapter 15, verse 24, the way of life winds upward for the wise, that he may turn away from hell below. Again, chapter 15, you notice that it says that Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. But you notice it's a different aspect now. Just now in chapter, earlier on in chapter 12, he was the way of righteousness. Now he's the way of life. Now you've gone deeper into him. Remember, he says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. The way, the truth, and the life. The way of righteousness and truth. Now he is life itself. You have reached the end of the way. Then in chapter 16, in verse 6, you can see how accurate this outline is. In chapter 16, verse 6, right in the middle. in mercy and truth. And there's only one person who personifies both mercy and truth. There's only one person who can be the atonement, who can be both merciful and be a judge. What's His name? Shout it out.
Jesus.
It says here, in mercy and truth, atonement is provided for iniquity. So in chapter 16, Jesus is our atonement. In chapter 17, after the atonement, now you begin to go nearer to Jesus. You will notice, my friends, all brethren, you will notice a progression, getting nearer and nearer Jesus. The covering is the beginning. You know why? The entire Old Testament is just a covering. The covering, the tree of life, the way. And then you get nearer and nearer. Then you get into the atonement. After the atonement, what comes? In chapter 17, friendship. Chapter 17 of Proverbs, verse 17. Now you will not find these teachings in any commentary anywhere. I have lots of them. And this comes directly through prayer. When the Lord unveiled to me, and I have taught on the book of Proverbs at least 4 times. This is the first time I'm teaching it this way. There are tapes on sale, book of Proverbs, 2 parts. I taught it differently, I taught it topically, how to analyze it. But this is a second, this is a different second series that we have on record, which is totally different approach. And here in Proverbs 17, you're growing closer to Jesus now, in chapter 17, verse 17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Who is that? Jesus. After the atonement, He now becomes your friend. Then in chapter 18, verse 10, after you become His friend, He gives you His name. You are now surnamed after Him. Christians. That's our surname. And don't forget what Christian mentioned in the early Sunday school. They always teach that Christ and the I-A-N. The I-A-N stands for I am nothing. Because if you put I am something, you become Christias. So you cannot be a Christian unless you are nothing and Christ is everything. Chapter 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. In chapter 17, Jesus is our friend. Chapter 18, the name of the Lord is given to you and I. In chapter 19, we are getting closer and closer. Chapter 19, you notice here in verse 23, the fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. Now, there's only one place I know where no evil can visit you. Under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, you see in chapter 19, we are in the shadow of the Almighty. In other words, you are in the vine and the vine is in you. You are the branch. He is a vine. You are the branch. You abide in Him. You notice the stress is abiding in the vine. I'm abiding, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, peace. Everything is there. Abiding in the vine. No evil shall befall you under the shadow of the Almighty. Chapter 20. Verse 27. Now your spirit comes alive. As you abide in Him, now you become like Jesus. You move out from the shadow of the Almighty and you walk as Him. You notice in verse 27, you have a spirit like to Him. The spirit of a man is the Lamb of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of His heart. In other words, you are now a Lamb of God. You are the light of Jesus Christ that shine forth. You are now His representatives. In chapter 21, verse 20, there is desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man squanders it. Verse 20 tells you, now you get His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, remember, is our treasure. He is the earnest of our inheritance. He is the seal of our inheritance. Remember Ephesians. He is the seal given to us. He is the engagement ring given to the bride of Jesus Christ to keep us, to seal us, the covenant with us that we are His and He is ours. We see the Holy Spirit coming in chapter 21. Chapter 22. Verse 1. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. Loving favor rather than silver and gold. Now you notice your name becomes a new name. You remember one of the rewards given to the overcomers? And I will give them a new name. Then what about priests? Look at verse 21, 22. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. If he's thirsty, give him water to drink. So you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Priests unto God. Kings and priests. Chapter 26, 27 and 28 all talk about the church of Jesus Christ. The title is the church. All the titles of the church. Chapter 25, your title is kings and priests. Chapter 26, 27 and 28, the title is the church of Jesus Christ. The church of Jesus Christ, ecclesia. Call out ones. The Greek word for church is ecclesia. Call out ones. And it tells you there are three aspects of ecclesia. Chapter 26, the first aspect of ecclesia, separation. Because the world will be like fools who don't understand God. In the Bible, the definition of a fool are those, it says, a fool has said in his heart that there's no God. An finite creature who deny eternity. Not like what our definition is today. In chapter 26, it talks about how the world and us are going different directions. We must be separated from the world's thinking and the world's way. All as far as God is concerned, they all have gone astray, each to his own way. To God, it's all foolishness. That's why you see the chapter on the fools in chapter 26, which tells you separation from the foolishness of the world. Chapter 27, it talks about fellowship among believers. Iron sharpens iron in verse 17. So man sharpens the countenance of his friend. And you notice chapter 27, all the aspects of fellowship, a little spark, a little strife, a little quarrel, which are normal among believers as they grow in the Lord. It talks about fellowship, the practical aspects, and how to guard it. In chapter 28, the third aspect of the ecclesia, that is, you notice chapter 28, everything focuses on the Word of God. It always, the second part, but the righteous are bold as a lion. But by a man of understanding and knowledge, right will be prolonged. Verse 4, but such as keep the law. Verse 5, but those who seek the Lord. And verse 7, but a companion of gladness shames his father. He talks about, whoever keeps the law is a discerning son. And you notice, all the emphasis in chapter 28 is, the third aspect of ecclesia is meditation in the Word.